At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What up? It's the Crossover Friday edition. I'm Howard Beck, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. Really pleased today to be joined by two-time NBA champion Lamar Odom. As NBA fans know, Lamar was an incredible player. 6'10", gifted scorer, ball handler. He's basically the unicorn of his era. We just didn't have that term back then or weren't using it for guys who looked and played the way Lamar did. He'd be amazing in today's game. He'd be Ben Simmons. He'd be Luka Doncic, I believe. As fans also know, Lamar has dealt with a lot in recent years. Addiction, substance abuse, trauma, a lot of loss, and of course, he nearly died in 2015 from an overdose, but he is clean and sober and in a really good place right now, which he credits to a pretty unique recovery program. That program is documented in a new film, which is out right now, called Lamar Odom Reborn. It's on YouTube and other sites. You can go check it out. It's about 50 minutes long. I watched it recently. It's intense. It's very personal, and it's just, I don't know how to describe it, folks, just because it's a different kind of recovery program. He takes goes through a regimen of ketamine, which is an anesthetic and a hallucinogenic, which has been shown to shown some promise in treating severe depression. He also took a plant-based hallucinogenic called ibogaine, and all of this was designed to help move him off of the addictions he had prior and kind of open his mind to new things. I know it all, for some of you, probably sounds a little out there. And honestly, as a reporter who has a kind of a skeptical eye, I had that feeling myself. But as I'm watching it, I just found it fascinating and very moving. And you can just see Lamar regaining his balance and sense of self and reconnecting with family. So it's really moving. I do recommend, go check it out. Lamar Odom Reborn. It's on YouTube and elsewhere. You can find out more about it as well at LamarOdomReborn.com. So I was joined by Lamar as well as the film director, Mike Zappelin, who is also a kind of a ketamine advocate and expert. We discussed the project, Lamar's recovery. Of course, also talk a little basketball, talk about Kobe, and we talk about what is next for Lamar Odom. Before we get to that, a reminder, please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Appreciate that. If you have feedback for me, you can always hit me on Twitter at Howard Beck. Okay, we have Lamar Odom coming up, so stick around.
This is The Crossover, an NBA show hosted by Sports Illustrated's Chris Mannix and Howard Beck.
It's a whole new level for you and me, Chris, this relationship.
Like and subscribe for the best weekly NBA content these two are capable of.
What does that mean?
Could be the best duo ever.
I don't see how you can beat that.
Here they are, Chris Mannix and Howard Beck.
Now, very pleased to be joined by two-time NBA champion Lamar Odom, along with the director of the film Lamar Odom Reborn, Mike Zappy Zappelin. Am I pronouncing that right, Zappy? Joe, I just call you Zappy.
These days, I'm just Zappy. There's too many Mikes out there.
You know what? I'm one of the rare Howards, so I don't run into that too often. But Zappy, it pops off the page. I like it. Great to see you guys. Lamar, fantastic to see you. And especially now, having watched the film a week ago and feeling like I lived through this very intense moment in your life, in this recovery, and a very unique one at that. It's just great to see you. How are you? How are you feeling? How are you doing? Because I know the events of the film are from a couple of years ago. So how's everything now?
No, I feel great. I feel amazing. You know, waking up every day positive, free-spirited, happy. I think that's one up, especially during the pandemic. You know, just being in a good headspace every day is a blessing.
Yeah. And all the treatment that I see in this film, and we'll get into it, was all that all happened. I think that's all concluded in 2019. So it was before the pandemic. So I assume that these things carried through, though, in terms of your better mental health coming through all this treatment and then being able to deal with, I think, the pandemic. I'm sure you were in a much better place because of that.
Yeah, I think it built me some armor, if that makes sense. And I'm going to continue the treatments with the doctor's supervision, you know, regularly, so I can continue exercising my brain.
And I can tell you sitting here next to him, he's, you know, he's pretty jacked up from this training for this fight. And, you know, I can see how he's got like a lion personality. So if it's championship time or it's, you know, boxing time, it's like he gets up for it. So like this is the best shape I've seen him in since I've been hanging around with him in the last 2.5 years. So that's amazing after coming out of a pandemic.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I know the fight with Aaron Carter, the boxing match. Yeah, Aaron Carter, it's coming soon.
Yeah, I don't want to cut you off, Howard, but it's not going to be really a fight. But we're scheduled to box against each other. But I'm going to knock him out really quick.
I'll just refer to it as a match, an event.
Yeah, an event.
Whatever it may be. And I guess now you're also saying that this is the first of maybe a series because you want to take on Jake Paul to avenge Nate Robinson.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if it happens like that, after I knock this guy out, then, you know, if it takes place, then why not?
I got you. Clearly, you are feeling good, athletically and otherwise.
So
the film is up right now. People can see it on YouTube. Again, Lamar Odom Reborn. It's on YouTube and I think a few other places. Lamar, what? Prepare people, because I'm not sure if I was fully prepared for what I was going to see when I saw the screener of that you guys provided. What should people be prepared to see of you, of this unique treatment involving ketamine and some other treatments that I hadn't even heard of before? What should people be prepared to see?
Well, the truth, you know, it's raw, and it's me, I guess, being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was really just kind of like doing it to really like help myself. Just like when I wrote the book. But it's so crazy. Like after I wrote the book, so many people, you know, come up to me like, "Oh, Lamar, I love your book. I appreciate your book. You saved my life." And so what I'm really getting to, if, you know, if I can, you know, help, you know, save people along the line, or, you know, making this movie, then, you know, why not?
This was a really organic experience, you know, in that, like, we didn't start out, me and Lamar, like, "Hey, let's make a documentary film." It was just, you know, somebody came to me and said, "Hey, I'm friends with Lamar. I just watched your movie about plant medicine, The Reality of Truth. You know, could you maybe talk to Lamar?" And I spoke to him. I told him about ketamine and some of this plant medicine. And we got comfortable with each other. And he said, "Yeah, I'd like to do it." So I said, "Do you mind if I film it? We won't do anything with it yet, but do you mind if I film it?" And he's so media prepared that he was just like, "Yeah, fine." I wouldn't have let me, you know, record it. But, you know, that's how, when you have going to have an experience that you don't know how you're going to react. It's really only somebody like Lamar, who's really brave and wants to share, would let you do that. So he let me do that, and we did a bunch more treatments. He started feeling really good. And then we went down to Mexico to do the Ibogaine, the, you know, ultimate psychedelic plant medicine. And we filmed that. And then we just hung out and filmed, you know, as these different things happened, like his dad, Lamar bringing his dad to do the treatments and all these amazing things, him coming back to basketball. It was just really organic. None of it was really planned. I think that's why it's so, you know, so powerful.
Yeah. I mean, I got to say, this was, watching this, it was moving. It was tense. It was gripping. It was hopeful. But Lamar, I felt nervous watching, to be honest, because I think partially my own unfamiliarity with ketamine and certainly Ibogaine, and just obviously you're in this position where, you know, like you're needing some new answers. You're seeking them out. You're very open to it, but watching, you know, as you're going through these treatments and everything, to the credit of the movie and to you, Zappy, like it really pulled me in, and I very much felt like this was an intense experience, even as a viewer. Have you seen it after the fact, Lamar? And how conscious were you of just the fact this is all being filmed? I mean, maybe you don't know at that time for sure that it's going to be made into a documentary, but these are really personal and vulnerable moments that you've decided to let the camera in on.
Yeah, well, just like that's why I was referring to my book. Just like my book, I didn't know that this book, my book, me just giving my testimony about with my ups and downs with drug use was going to lead to a New York Times bestseller. You know, so who knows what this book is going to lead to? If I can help people and help people some more, then why not help them again?
How would you go ahead, Zappy.
I was going to say, you know, I think a really big part of the healing process when you're trying to heal from your own traumas and things is to share. And if you can share, usually what you get back is supportive of your, you know, journey and your healing. So I was saying that to Lamar, you know, early on, just like, hey, you know, if we are able to share this at some point, it's probably really going to help people in a big way and it's going to help you because you're going to, you know, get that feedback loop that you really saved lives here. Yeah.
Lamar, how would you describe when someone asks what it was like to go through the ketamine treatments, which I think you're still continuing, or what it was like to go through the Ibogaine treatment? How do you even describe it? Because it seemed like it was something that was almost, you know, out of body experience in watching that.
It was. It definitely was. Well, the first time I did ketamine, the only thing I could equate it to, it felt heavenly. It felt like I was in the most comfortable, happiest place I've ever been, honestly. And with Ibogaine was definitely one of the most spiritual experiences I've ever had. Except for almost dying myself, you know, I've got to, you know, get in touch with some people I haven't seen in years, such as my mother and my grandmother. And, you know, I got to see my son again, you know, who passed away at 6 months. So it was, they're both, you know, both close to my heart. Yeah. And one is helping me, you know, get better every day with, you know, exercising my brain, which is ketamine, helping me with, you know, my bad habits and anxiety and depression. So, you know, they're both near to me, and I just, you know, look forward to continue doing.
Yeah, and maybe I could add a little bit of the science to this is, you know, the ketamine is amazing because it works on this default mode network in your brain. And the science says that there's this little mechanism called your lateral habenula. And that lateral habenula is recording all the stress you've ever had in your whole life. And when it becomes too much, your brain goes into this burst mode, which is a different brain state completely. And it shuts off your dopamine production, which is your happiness and your motivation to do anything. And so, you know, after somebody gets a ketamine treatment, the first time a medical ketamine treatment, it takes the brain out of burst mode. They start getting their dopamine back. They get their happiness, their motivation. And then each time they do a treatment, when it metabolizes after, it grows new neural pathways in the brain. So Lamar said to me before, he feels like after the coma and things where he lost some cognitive ability, he feels like each time he does the medical ketamine that he is building his brain up, almost like going to the gym, just getting sharper and sharper.
Lamar, in looking at this and viewing this, again, because these are treatments that obviously these are not mainstream right now. The Ibogaine, you guys had to go to Mexico for that. The ketamine, I think, is still considered, I don't know what the medical
off-label,
right? So it has to be very supervised. It is limited.
It should be done under doctor supervision.
Right. So, but the effects of it, as you describe it now, or even as you describe it in the film, it very much sounds like the kind of highs that people are chasing when they're doing other drugs. And obviously you've been through addiction, and this is a way out of addiction. It's treatment for addiction. It's drugs to treat drug issues. Were you concerned at all going in that as you're trying to deal with the other issues that you had going on, that this is something else that's a different kind of, of high? You know, you say in the movie at one point, like, you know, I felt like I was in heaven, and I didn't want to stop. I didn't want to come back. There's a part of that, that like, on the one hand, it sounds great, but it sounds a little chilling too.
Yeah. I call it, I don't know if you, of course you watched the movie, but in the movie, didn't I call it the healthy high?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so,
and there's a big difference too. Lamar and I are talking about this. There's a big difference between drugs that are, you know, man-made and they're meant to, suppress feelings. And then there's medicine. These are plant medicines and medicines that are meant to expand your consciousness. So these, even though it looks, kind of like you're having a pretty good time in there, which you are because it's so peaceful, at the same time, you're not hiding from anything. You're really accessing all kinds of aspects of your consciousness.
Yeah, unlike drugs. When you do drugs, usually after you do drugs, you feel very shameful and you want to hide. You know, after I've, done ketamine, I feel very open and want to express myself and I want to be around people.
Yeah. So you weren't nervous going into this, and you don't look like in the film, you look like you're pretty much just it was a big leap of faith, it seems like, but it seemed like you had that faith.
Yeah. When I want something, I usually get it. And so that's kind of how I just went after it.
Yeah.
Like another thing, I want to be my best self. So, sometimes you're going to have to take alternative routes to find your best self. And that's what that just is for me.
And the ketamine treatments continue, as I understand it, correct? Do you have a certain interval you have to keep doing this on to essentially extend the benefits that you got?
Yeah, well, the doctor puts me on a schedule, and I think I'm supposed to take one tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Yep, we're going to do it. It's basically the protocol for ketamine. This came out of Yale University School of Medicine, is that you first do a series of several treatments to build up enough neural pathways to kind of strengthen your foundation. And then every month or every 3 months, you'll do one booster treatment. And so the idea is that when you feel maybe some of the anxiety or something slipping back, whether that's in a month or 3 months, that you do a single booster. And I'm with Lamar. I mean, I think, 5 years from now, this ketamine is going to be used. It's kind of like the limitless drug where people are always chasing that. How do I use more of my brain? And this is actually using a lot more of your brain when you're in the ketamine treatment. So I think it's going to be almost a standard thing that people are doing to build up their cognitive ability soon.
Yeah. Lamar, you mentioned the book, and then with this film, these are ways of kind of sharing your experiences. And then the hope, as you said, of helping other people who are dealing with things. The NBA itself, over the last few years, we've seen many more players speaking openly about mental health and the stresses and anxiety in their life. You've talked about your anxiety issues and loss and trauma and growing up. How much? Let me ask it this way: how equipped do you think during your time in the NBA was the NBA actually to deal with this in players who were dealing with these issues?
I think they were equipped. I think they didn't. Really understand even how to approach it. But luckily, some brave players stepped up, Kevin Love and DeMar DeRozan, and they gave their testimonials. And then the NBA said, we probably have a problem here because the world has a problem. It's not just in the NBA. People go through shit every day. It's just a matter of how much shit. And the shit, it breaks people down. And with the NBA, it just goes to show you, it doesn't matter how much money you have. You know, a lot of people, you take these young men and you give them a lot of money, you think all your problems go, or people think all the problems go away. But of course, they just build. And I'm glad that the NBA has, taking a step forward in dealing with mental health, because these young brothers need help.
They seem to be a lot more attentive to it now, to their credit, and the union as well. And there's joint efforts there. I assume you could have used some of that back then, right? Like during a time that by the time you're out of the NBA, like we're still years before DeMar and Kevin have really brought this to the fore. Is your career path a little different in the NBA if the league and at the team level, they had been more attentive and tuned into these issues and more, you know,
I don't know. There was a point in time in my life I was humble all the time, but a stubborn know-it-all. My story is my story, and however it played or is finishing to play out, I wouldn't change it for anything.
It also
kind of set Lamar up for today. I think, for him to go through all those things as raw as he did with, without the mental health awareness that we have today, I think it just put him in a position where, he can really be a spokesperson for, hey, there's some big problems out there, but the solutions are bigger and they exist.
Yeah. It struck me too, just like, looking back, Lamar, because you came up in the era you did, that was a time when people still had, I think very old school thoughts about marijuana use, and marijuana is still on the banned list in the NBA. But that was a really tough moment for you early in your career, the suspensions over that, for something that now is almost, it's pretty much mainstream. Like, I'm in New York, it's legalized or decriminalized, whatever they've done. And that's all across the country now. It just seems like, the league and society is evolving slowly, but evolving. And it struck me that some of the other moments in your career that people looked at as like, oh, these negatives, but the way you were portrayed early in your career had something to do with that. Does the league need to revisit, its policy on marijuana along with all of these mental health issues? Cause they're all related.
I think everything should be up for discussion, right? We're living in America. I think everything should be up for discussion.
Yeah.
And now I want to just chime in there that, obviously Lamar's always been on the forefront, super cutting edge of, coming into the league and being a young superstar to, being on a reality TV show to, using marijuana as a medicine, knowing it was good for him, to doing the ketamine treatments, to doing the Ibogaine. It's like he's kind of the guy that you got to look to and say, He's a brave guy, and he's always just going to be kind of leading where society's going.
One of the really moving moments, or just striking for me, in the film, Lamar, I think it was when you were going through the Ibogaine treatment, and there's at some point you kind of tap into this vision of Kobe. And I should note for listeners, this is a couple of years ago. This is before we lost Kobe. What is it about Kobe's presence or the connection you had with him in your life and obviously as teammates that you think brought him into that particular moment during treatment?
Oh, it's easy. That's his spirit is infectious. Being around him, if he don't rub off on you, you don't get, I don't think you get it. But his spirit is infectious, and I could just feel him at my weakest time, you're going to be out, you're going to get through this.
Was it literally like that? Was it as if in the moment during treatment, like he's speaking to you, or are you just feeling like that presence of, like, because Kobe's just got powerful.
No, yeah, just feeling him. Yeah. It's crazy because we just came back from from L.A. And I would just remember just driving, and I could just kind of like feel him. And I was just saying to my somebody in the passengers who was in the car with me, I was like, I knew when he passed away, like LA couldn't breathe. You know what I mean? That's how strong his presence was.
I've said this a few times since then that even having covered him up close for 7 years, and even in all the years I covered him since then, I understood the effect he had on Laker fans in particular. Lamar, I didn't not fully understand or appreciate until he was gone and I saw the way people were celebrating and mourning him after, how far that reach was.
Yeah. Like,
there are very few people who have that kind of impact to that extent on that many people. It was striking. What aspect of that, of him, of the experience with him, that do you still carry with you?
Just Mamba mentality, right? The quest of being one's best self. And I mean, he shared it with so many of these young players that's coming up, Tatum and Donovan Mitchell. And, you know, I'm proud to say that I'm a disciple of his, and touched a lot of people.
Yeah. When people see the movie, that is a really powerful moment because, you know, as you'll see, this Ibogaine is the most intense experience of your life. It'll break a heroin addiction in 12 hours, a meth addiction, an opiate addiction, alcohol. And so it's very intense. And in the most intense moment, you see Lamar, you know, says to himself, you know, hey, wait a minute, you know, chill out. Kobe Bryant, fourth quarter. We got this. And it's just like, you're like, wow, like that he could summon that, you know, spirit to guide him through in that moment was, it's every time I see it, I'm just like really touched.
Yeah. Lamar, have you viewed it yourself, the film in its complete form?
I've seen it. I don't think I've seen it all the way through yet. I think when it comes on tonight, it'll be the first time I've watched it all the way through. I've seen clips at a time. It's funny because we just watched that, that clip when I referenced to Kobe.
Yeah, we were watching that. And then
we just watched it.
You know, I was going to say for Lamar, somebody who's had, you know, loss, you know, his mom passed away of cancer at a young age and he lost his son at 6 months old, you know, to have this Ibogaine experience and hear your mom's voice for the first time in, you know, decades, or to see your son, he saw his son grow in the vision. I mean, these are things that like I would want for anybody who's had a loss like that. I mean, this is very important medicine coming up, this Ibogaine. It's so unfortunate we had to drive down to Mexico to do this. This should be available everywhere in the United States, and that's what we're fighting for. That's part of what this movie's about, to bring this stuff to the American public.
Yeah, no, it's really moving stuff. Before we wrap up, Lamar, if you don't mind, a couple of quick basketball things. You know, I always think about when you came into the league, and this was the time KG had been in the league for a few years, when you get drafted, like you guys were the unicorns of your time. Like that term wasn't being used back then the way we use it now for these guys. But, you know, you were 6'10", ball handling type who could do everything with the ball in your hands. We've now got Giannis and Luka, Ben Simmons. Do you feel like you, KG, and some of the others at that time? Were...
On the ball handling tip, I think I'm the godfather, I think, of that. I don't think no guy, you know, when I came into the league at 6'9 or 6'10 were known for their ball handling. So I like to pat my own back for that one. And I don't usually toot my own horn, but I don't think anybody in the NBA was playing on a versatile level like that. Because I know who I got it from. And there weren't too many guys like that.
I think I know the answer. Who did you get it from?
Magic Johnson.
Of course.
Yeah.
Magic's the godfather to the godfather at this point.
Yeah.
When you see it so much now and it's almost commonplace.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like you got to have it. You know, and it's just the evolution of our game. If I got a guy that's growing at a rapid pace, I'm you know, if I'm teaching him the game, I'm going to enforce ball handling, passing, and shooting, like the Europeans do it. And once we, our game is just evolving. The bigger, the better you want your player to, you know, pass, dribble, and shoot. And the bigger he can do that, and, you know, the more to his advantage.
If you're drafted into this version of the NBA, where we're talking about things being positionless and no one's kind of stuck in a round peg, square hole, whatever, based on size, where are you, you know, what's your game look like today, or what's your position, if there is a position, look like today?
I probably, get drafted as a guard. You know? And, you know, it's funny because if once you get drafted as something, that that's what you're labeled as, or, you know, your whole career. And so if you get drafted as a guard, coaches will play you different. And so I always dreamed about playing a point guard. And for the Clippers, my rookie year, I was able to start some games at the point guard or wherever we needed me to start. Shit, we lost 20 games in a row by the average of 20 my first year. So it was tough.
No, today they would just slot you as like another Giannis or Ben Simmons. Like the ball would be in your hands from day one, basically.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know what I mean? They just let me play with the ball or Luka.
I was going to say, I see some coaching coming up in Lamar's future too, because I think, you know, just such a motivational guy, always keeps a positive spirit. Even when things get rough, you know, you can count on him to smile and do the right thing in the end. So it's like, I think he'd be an amazing coach at whatever level to share, you know, all his experience, life experience and basketball.
We'll play for Phil Jackson and Pat Riley. That's probably a good start.
Yeah, you had great mentors for sure. Yeah. So let me end on that note. I mean, obviously we know what you're trying to do with your life in terms of helping other people deal with mental health issues and things in that area. On the sports side of it, I know you played a little overseas a couple of years ago, played basketball again. You've got these boxing matches coming up, or at least the one. Are you going to find a way back into the basketball realm, whether it's as coaching, mentoring? Where do you think that leads for you?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think that's one of the questions where I'm still really trying to figure out why I'm alive. Right, like you said, your name, giving back. And then, the second one will probably be, where my heart is. And my heart is definitely in basketball. So it'll probably be like in coaching, something like that.
Yeah. Well, Lamar, it's great to see you. It's great to see you in such a great place right now. And the film was amazing. People should go check it out. It's on YouTube and other places. You can go find Lamar Odom Reborn. You can also check it out at LamarOdomReborn.com for more information. Guys, thank you so much for spending the time. It's been fantastic. Zappy, Lamar, very much appreciate it.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.